You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF, your Mount Grown Community Radio. I'm your guest host, Melanie Finan. I had the opportunity to chat with the Polish ambassador last year at Unison Festival at Tico Time Resort near Durango, Colorado. We're going to take a listen to that interview now. I hope you enjoy. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is David Sigalski. I perform music as the Polish ambassador. I live currently out in Northern California in a town called Nevada City in the Sierra foothills, and I'm a huge fan of Peonia and Colorado in general.
And do you listen to community radio, public radio, when you're out there?
I do. We have a station called KVMR, and it's number one on my dial, so community radio is near and dear to my heart. I love it.
So how would you describe your musical sound?
Wow. I mean, so I've been putting out music for maybe 15 years now. And when I first started putting out music, I was a kid who, you know, I had some part-time jobs. And what I loved to do was I loved to go play video games. So I was making music that was sort of, you know, if you listen to my first and second and third record, and, you know, now there's like 25 records. The first records were kind of like this techno chiptune sound, and it's evolved all the way to the point where now I'm kind of making like this world bass fusion. I weave a lot of acoustic instruments. I feature a lot of vocalists. And then in between, there's been so much stuff. There's been a live band album. There's been a reggae album. There's been there's been multiple hip hop albums. So really hard for me to describe what my sound is. I guess you just kind of have to go through my 600 song catalog and then decide for yourself.
Yeah, totally. I listen to a lot of your music and I wouldn't be able to describe it, but I like to hear that backstory about how you like to play video games because I hear that in the music. And I do think you bring a really fun video game sound element to some of the songs, which is really cool. Here we're going to listen to Portal Hopping from a 2008 The Polish Ambassador album.
Ha 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 ha
Just heard Portal Hopping from the Polish Ambassador, joining me today on Talkin' Music. I'm today's host, Melanie Finan. Have you been traveling around on the Transformational Festival circuit this summer?
I haven't been doing too many Transformational Festivals this year. I've been doing lots of different festivals, and some of them, you know, Transformational Festival, I think, it's an interesting term. I would say at a certain point it maybe meant something more objectively, but at this point it kind of feels to me that it's transformed, and it's now a little bit more of a subjective term that's used. So where we're at right now in Unison, I would definitely consider this a transformational festival. But, you know, like I played Halloween, which is in Florida, and it's like, you know, one of the biggest Halloween parties of the year. I played that earlier this year, and last year, and I wouldn't consider that a transformational festival. I like to play a little bit of everything. Going to a festival like Unison here outside of Durango, and it's such a cool vibe. It's like, yeah, it's just like hippies swimming, dogs everywhere, and super fun. It's like kind of my style. They're all my style, though. And then, you know, like a Halloween is more of a let's get drunk and party and celebrate and listen to all sorts of really, really good music across the board, from, you know, jam to funk to electronic. So I love it all, and I'm really grateful that I get to dip into these festivals that may be considered more transformational, and then also some festivals that are maybe a bit more mainstream.
A festival like this is very interactive. There's a lot of performers. There's a lot of expressive people. What is it like when you're on stage and you're playing music? How could you describe the relationship of you delivering your sound to an audience that is so almost gelled with the rhythms that you play?
That's a cool question. I would say that my set at this point it's songs that are kind of put together in the moment. The way I do my sets is I actually, when I write a song, there's a whole song that's like a wave file that you'll play on Spotify or some other digital music provider. But when I perform live, I actually stem out my songs. So I'll keep the drums separate from the bass, separate from the melodic element, separate from the vocal. So essentially I'm playing four wave files at once whenever you're seeing me on stage. And what that allows me to do is manipulate certain elements of the song that maybe is a response to something happening in the crowd. Like, for instance, you know, I may see, oh, this part of the crowd's not bouncing quite as much. So we're going to replace the drums and we're going to start to weave into something new. Or maybe, you know, people need a break and I'll just remove the drums altogether for a little while because I'm like, you know, it looks like people are pretty exhausted out there. So just having that flexibility to create and respond to the audiences, I think is really helpful in crafting a good set. And then also, you know, it's super fun. It's super fun to look out and see, you know, thousands of faces looking back at you and everybody's so happy. Like, you know, I have so much gratitude every time I get to do it because people are just beaming this good energy at me and all I can hope to do is do the same back at them. You know, normally I get to do that for an hour and a half, so it's pretty sweet.
Forbidden Fantasy, a track released this year from the Polish Ambassador. How long have you been the Polish Ambassador?
That's a good question. The origin story, let me see if I can give you a quick origin story. So my last name is Sugalski. So I'm Polish, I guess Polish American, you could say. And when I was in college, way before anything was a profession for me, I was just a kid in college in business school at the University of Colorado and didn't really like what I was studying so much. And my outlet was to come home after class and try to work on music, try to create a sound. So it was total hobbyist, wasn't putting out albums, wasn't doing shows or anything like that. And what I really was into was being a scratch DJ. Artists like the Beat Junkies and Jurassic 5 and Dilated Peoples. I was really into turntablist culture, and that's where it all started for me. So noting that, what I would do is I would go shop for these records, and I would try to blend hip hop beats with like different other records, like a Ravi Shankar record, try to blend it with hip hop beats. And one time I came across this record that was a political comedy record. And on the record, they say, "Here comes the Polish ambassador." So I started, because my Polish heritage and because I'm kind of a goof, I just like started putting that in to some of my first songs. "Here comes the Polish ambassador." And then people started downloading the music, and I didn't really even know that they were downloading it. And this was back in the day when really it was just Pandora. And you would listen to something on Pandora, and maybe you'd hear about something from friends, and then you'd just go download it at Apple Music, or Apple, I guess it was iTunes back then. So people started finding out about my music, and I didn't even really know, because I had put out an album kind of as a joke. You know, like I was saying, when I first started, it was all video game music. So, you know, a nerdy kid making video game music, I didn't have any expectations that this was going anywhere at all. So I made this music, put it out, and then all of a sudden I checked my bank account one day, and there was $500, and I was a broke kid in Chicago that was riding my bike everywhere just trying to make it work back in the day. And I was like, whoa, where'd this $500 come from? Because for me that was a lot of money back then. And I traced it back to people had been finding my music on Pandora and iTunes, and I guess there were a lot of geeky kids out there like me that wanted to download the nerdy video game music. So that's a short version of the origin story of the Polish ambassador. I guess the one other element to that story is, because I was putting that in this early music, and a few friends were finding out about it, my friends started calling me the Polish ambassador. I didn't necessarily like feel like I had named myself, but I guess the name kind of came from that process.
Very cool. And one last question for you. Who do you look to for inspiration? It could be other musicians, or it could be people or public figures, but where do you find your inspiration? Who do you follow?
Yeah, that's a cool question. It changes throughout the years. Sometimes it's music. I do listen to a lot of world music, and I listen to, I listen to some electronic. I think because I'm so inundated with electronic, and because I'm composing it, it's not necessarily what I go to relax to, you know? So I'll listen to all sorts of different funk and jazz and reggae and world music. And yeah, those genres inspire me. And then I would also say one thing that's kind of inspiring me, it's I just kind of put this together. Like I'll get booked for a festival. Like say I get booked for a festival down in, I don't know, LA or Costa Rica or something. And what I do as a means to get inspired is I kind of start looking at the environment, and I'll like go check out, okay, where am I going to stay in LA? Like, what's the venue like? What are the, and you know, I've been to LA enough. I kind of know what the people are like down there. So I start crafting music based on those gigs, right? Or like Costa Rica, it's like, cool. You know, maybe I'll make an album that's like more jungly, more organic sounding. And maybe in LA, it's like, okay, maybe I'll make music that's a little more techie, a little more house. And I use the future gigs and sort of like the thought form of a future gig to inform a lot of times how I write new music.
Do you have anything else you want to add to this interview?
I appreciate Colorado so much. The appreciation of my music over the years in this state, I really attribute to my success in a major way. I think a lot of people from Colorado have sprinkled my music out to other places. So Colorado is, you know, probably the most special state to me in many ways, but certainly with regards to my music. And I love Paonia. And, you know, maybe I can, I might be organizing a mountain town run sometime soon, and maybe we can do a show in Paonia and have a nice funky dance party. That'd be cool.
We would love that. The Polish ambassador's wish has come true. He will play two nights in Paonia this Sunday, May 26th, which is a sold-out show, and Monday, May 27th. Tickets are still available for Monday's show. For tickets or to find out more information, visit paradiseofpaonia.com. We're going to go out with the Polish ambassador's number one track, Let the Rhythm. Thanks for tuning in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Melanie Finan. To hear more Talkin' Music interviews, you can visit our website, kvnf.org, or tune in on the KVNF listening app. Thanks for listening, and we hope to see you at the shows this weekend.
Mr. Lip, ride with us on this journey real swift. Let the rhythm just. Are you ready? Yes, let us start this quest. Let me say first of all that I feel blessed. Just waking up every day is a prize. Feeling all the love before I open my eyes. It wasn't always like this. Strife is a conduit to make us feel lifeless. So lost in the ads, fads drags us down to a lower level where we can't be found. But in this underground, we forge our own paths. The sun still shines, and yes, we do laugh. Yes, we do have the things you wanna sell us. Fulfilled from within, despite what you tell us. Rebellious is the spirit that flies. So ethereal that earth becomes skies. I gotta say, with no further ado, we're happy to be here with you.
Sway. I gotta say, with no further ado, we're happy to be here with you.